No actor is keen, but a little birdie suspects that Idris Elba might be the next James Bond, which I do not mind at all because he is an amazing actor. I see that James Bond movie series producers Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson have provided an update on the search for the next actor to play the iconic British super spy. The question here is, why are most potential actors scared off by the role?
Hi, Mac. Well, it is quite difficult to say what exactly could be the reason, right? But as we know, the next James Bond movie will be a reinvention of the character, and it will take some time to find the right person. As the producer said, it's all about reinvention and where they're going to be taking it next, and also then what they want to do with that character. And then, once they figure that out, they need to try and figure out who's going to be the right person for that particular reinvention. Now, whoever gets the role is going to need to sign on for numerous films over a decade, and it's going to be quite a big commitment. It's not just showing up for a couple months of filming. Now, one name that has popped up for the role of James Bond is the British actor Idris Elba. Now, James Bond movie series producers then went on to say that they've not spoken to Elba directly, but they think Elba is great. And they say that they love Idris. So I think it's still going to be a couple years off.
Look, to be honest with you, I'll be more than willing to take over the James Bond role anytime. But anyway, back to gaming. So streaming platform Twitch has announced changes to its revenue system that will kick in early next year. With the new update, will that not affect some of the biggest streamers?
Well, Mac, as we know, right, the current Twitch model for revenue works on a 50-50 split between partnered streamers and the platform when dealing with paid subscriptions, while bigger streamers get a more generous 70-30 split. Now, this will change in June 2023 as streamers will get to keep the 70% of the subscription revenue, but only on the first $100,000 earned, after which the share will then revert to a 50-50 split. Now, this new threshold will have an impact on Twitch's top 10% of their streamers. And one of the reasons for this policy change is due to an increased cost in video hosting, according to Twitch president Dan Clancy.
You know what? I've started following Fortnite, 3 years ago? And I just can't believe it. Has it already been 5 years since Fortnite introduced its Battle Royale mode? I mean, it is so hard to believe, and I think a lot of fans will actually agree with us today. It really has been half a decade of enjoyment already. What can we expect from this massive Big Five celebration?
Well, Mac, Epic has decided to throw a fifth birthday celebration filled with fun activities, special guests, and even some birthday cake to eat. The birthday celebrations will begin on September 23rd at 6 a.m. Pacific Time or 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and will run until September 27th. Ending at 6 a.m. Pacific Time or 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, not only will the party bus or the battle bus receive a birthday makeover during the celebration, but you'll also be able to score some cool stuff on the ground. Now, you'll also have some quests to complete during the birthday celebration, and doing so will earn you 3 unique cosmetic items. That, of course, is the confetti cake, back bling, some celebratory slice pickaxe, and of course, the Sparkle Cake emoticon. Now, in addition to all the new stuff to check out, you can also engage in some photography, right? During the celebration, Epic is hoping that players will celebrate their birthday, either Fortnite's or their own, by taking birthday-themed photos in the game. So quite a bit of fun to come on through.